The U.S. President Donald Trump continues to tout his theory that the trade deficit with China hurts American jobs. And now with the additional tariffs by the U.S. side, potentially hitting some $200 billion U.S. dollars or beyond on Chinese imports, he's putting this theory to the test. On the backdrop of this, scholars from think tanks from both countries have gathered together in the Center for China and Globalization in downtown Beijing to discuss the situation. Dr. Michael Pillsbury, a Chinese strategist and long-term senior advisor to U.S. governments, represents the Hudson Institute during the roundtable discussions. He says it's Trump's administration's hallmark strategy to use the trade deficit as a way to blame China for U.S. job losses.
Most of our economists in America, they don't believe trade deficit is very important. They think trade deficit is just a simple measure, doesn't cost any jobs, doesn't slow economic growth, and so we should not be concerned about it.
Pillsbury instead suggests the trade deficit a structural problem, saying that he believes Trump is being given bad advice. Pillsbury also says he believes if the Chinese government continues with its reform and opening up policy, the dispute will eventually solve itself. Official U.S. statistics from 2017 contend the U.S. registered as $375.6 billion U.S. dollars deficit in its trade in goods with China. Dr. Wang Huiyao, president of the Center for China and Globalization, says the calculation methods can be improved.
The calculation of the trade deficit needs to be improved. For example, maybe service trade should be included so that the deficit won't be seen that way. And also, multinational, particularly U.S. multinationals operating in China, their income should also be considered as well.
Leading trade experts from Beijing and Washington at the session say they both agree that more communication is needed, suggesting that a better understanding of the nuances of trade between China and the U.S. is critical. To that end, officials attending the event in Beijing on Monday have announced the launch of a collaborative research initiative focusing on the trade issues. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.